Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie's helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. My latest project, tree trimming for our phone lines into the radio show. I mean, any home improvement you need, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects both nationally and in your area. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and the website is free to use.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Hey, good morning, Dana Goldberg.
Good morning, everyone. So much uplifting content in the last hour. My goodness.
Right.
Bird flu, shooting puppies. Glad I'm here. How's everyone doing?
Oh. I will never move on from the shooting puppy story, ever.
Well, also, you were like, why the goat? I'm like, she had to get rid of the witnesses. The goat was a witness.
Oh my God.
She's a horrible human being.
Horrible.
My God.
They just blocked, we were saying this morning, Biden's cancer moonshot program, so they don't give him a win. Really? You're the pro-cancer, pro-rapist, pro-shooting puppies in the face party? How is anyone voting for these people?
It's disgusting, unfortunately. It's a cult. We know it's a cult, and he loves the poorly educated.
Oh my God. Yep. So what's your take on that, whether he should debate? I'm sort of torn.
Absolutely not. I mean, I just, because of the same reason, the blustering and the lies and the yelling over him, not to mention last time he tried to debate Biden, he tried to kill him with COVID. Like, I don't trust the guy, you know, so I think it's a bad idea. I just think it's the same thing as giving him a platform on all of these reputable news channels. If that ever happens, he's just going to spew lies. And
to what Essie Cupp said, I mean, Chris, I want to get your take on this too. I feel like all sentient beings would think that Biden kicked his ass if you're talking about facts and intelligence and whatever, but it's just, that's not what it's about for it. You're right. It reminds me of Idiocracy.
It's a cult.
It's just like, they're like, all I have to say is lock him up or something stupid. You should be locked up. Like he said to Hillary, and they all go, yay. Yeah,
his followers are in their own bubble that we don't have any information about.
Yeah.
They're in their own bubble. They're getting their own information.
And he is a traitorous rapist criminal. That it just it elevates him to Joe Biden's level. Like, you know,
absolutely. It makes it seem like this is actually a reasonable decision and a reasonable debate. And it's a reasonable debate. It's not. No. And I wish that reporters at this point, if journalists, if you want to call all of them that, would start asking Trump, what would you do? What would you do if you were president with the situation in Israel and Gaza? I want him to answer, not, I have a plan. It's the best plan. I can't say what it is. Like, push him on this so that people actually realize voting for Trump is the worst possible choice out of finding peace in the Middle East.
Yeah.
I'm worried about the young vote right now. I don't think any of this is a coincidence. I think Putin is loving every bit of this, and I think Netanyahu is as well.
Yeah, yeah, you're absolutely right. I keep saying that the outside agitators, all of it. It's you know, and Russia's been in any of these issues that are divisive. They've been egging it along, whether it's on social media or whatnot. And so I agree with you, Dana. I'm sort of very suspicious in a very heated election year.
Yeah, anything that divides us as a people, they love. It doesn't matter what it is.
Right.
It could be.
And they love the race
girls
stuff.
And sports. It could be absolutely all the misinformation and the lies. You can make up an article that says anything, and we already know a lot of it comes out of Russian bots. Mm-hmm. It's just unfortunate that this is where we are, and the only thing we can do is try and combat the lies. Make the ads. Know that, you know, Biden is the better choice. And the youth, the college students,
better
protest, protest, protest. But then go vote for the guy that actually cares about democracy.
I'm sorry, she said better. What's John Fugelsang's joke? It's like, you know, it's apples and Satan's white hot vomit. It's not even.
Yeah, yeah. No comparison.
Right. Yeah. 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 Okay. I don't. Does it say everything you need to know, Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Ew.
Oh my God. Speaking of chaos agents, so she is going to, you know, make a motion to vacate Johnson.
I think every member of Congress needs to take that vote and let the chips fall where they may. And so next week, I am going to be calling this motion to vacate.
Oh God. Okay.
There is a. I mean, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
There's a, you know, AG and I have been talking about this in internal conversations. There's some moderate Republicans that if she pushes this vote, they may retire early and just hand the gavel over to Jeffries. So I hope she does it. It's going to embarrass her. Yeah. She doesn't have the votes.
No.
And so it's not going to happen. She's going to see Democrats actually siding with Republicans in her face, and it's going to be embarrassing. Push the vote.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
The Uniparty is Make Ukraine Great Again.
What? What?
The Uniparty is all about funding every single foreign war. They think this is the business model that needs to be done.
Oh my God, she's trying to make fetch happen.
Oh my
Uniparty
God, stop
is not going
to
happen.
Trying to make Uniparty happen.
It's not a thing.
Quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And I voted for Mike Johnson because his voting record before he became speaker was conservative. He voted against funding Ukraine. He was solidly pro-life. He voted to secure the border. He voted to fight against Democrats, fight against the witch hunt against President Trump. But once he became speaker, he has become a man that none of us recognize.
Oh my God, I could sandblast my pool with her voice. I just, and I like Pomeranians, so I don't want to, but she's just, all I hear is,
that sounds about right.
Yeah.
And listen, I don't love the reason why Mike Johnson may have changed his mind, but part of it has to do with his son being accepted into the military. When it hits close to home and you're like, oh no.
Well, that's why
I'm not protecting my family.
Yeah.
That's a big part of why he changed course on this and the briefing that scared the living crap out of him.
Scary AF.
That's the way it is with Republicans anyway. You know, they don't care about something unless it hits close to home.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
They're against gay people until their own you know, son or
their
daughter
kid. It's their
comes
kid.
Out.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This is, did he give her, he gave her a bless, give me 11. This is a gave, bless her heart, did he? Yeah.
So I entered a motion to vacate, but I didn't call it for a vote. I was,
No, that was next one.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Mm-hmm.
No bless fan of yours.
Bless her heart, yeah.
Is she a serious lawmaker?
I don't think she's proving to be, no. I don't spend a lot of time thinking about her. I've got to do my job.
I love bless her heart. Heart is Southern for go yourself.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I don't know. Dan, I guess, you know, I was saying that they voted against the cancer moonshot to try to, so Biden doesn't get a win. I just don't, this party... They're just entirely made up of trolls. We were playing J.D. Vance, you know, who said all of the opposite about Trump. They just, this is a party that's completely lost its soul, its principles, anything. And he's smart enough to know this presidential immunity argument is ridiculous.
Absolutely. It was actually nice to watch J.D. Vance get his ass handed to him on the news the other day. So yeah. I was all about that.
Yeah. Wait. Oh, do we have that? Wait. Hang on. Where is it? 20? Yeah, I have to hear 20? This again. Okay. Caitlin Collins. Here we go.
You can't police people for being anti-Israel or pro-Israel. You can police people for violating the law. And we have seen some of that with some of these protests.
Okay. So you agree that people who break in and vandalize a building should be prosecuted?
Exactly.
Okay, I'm just checking because you did help raise money for people who did so on January 6th, which was, you know, impeding an official proceeding, breaking into a building that they weren't allowed to be in, and vandalizing the Capitol.
Bam. Bam. All right. To say.
Well, Caitlin, I know that this is the obsession of the national media to talk about what happened 2 years ago, 3 years ago on January 6th.
Yeah. It's not an obsession. I'm just seeing if it's a double standard.
No, let me answer the question, Caitlin. I mean, look, here's been my basic argument about January the 6th. If you beat up a cop, of course, you deserve to go to prison. If you violated the law, you should suffer the consequences. But there are people who protested on January the 6th who have had the complete weight of the Justice Department thrown at them when, at worst, they're accused of misdemeanor.
Okay, one last one.
I don't think there's an obsession with January 6th, but it is a legitimate question. And given what you just said there, and as Trump is getting closer to, you know, as he's a presumptive Republican nominee, he has said he would pardon, he's considered a blanket pardon for everyone on January 6th. Are you saying that shouldn't happen? People who beat up cops should be excluded from that?
Well, I think what President Trump has said, and of course he can speak for himself, but I pay attention, pretty close attention to what he says. And yeah, I think what the president has said is that people who have this double standard applied to them should be pardoned. And
he's called Trump Hitler back when he was telling the truth. Mm-hmm. Lindsey Graham, back when he was telling the truth, said God has not created a better man than Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. I mean,
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is. I'm so sick of people saying, oh, here's what they say privately and here's what they say publicly about Trump. This is how we're going to sleepwalk into fascism, Dana.
Absolutely. And I still think it goes back to the RNC hack. I do. I think there was so much dirt that they found in the Republican Party that Trump has access to because Putin helped him do it.
Yep.
It gave him so much leverage with a lot of these people. And I know it sounds like a conspiracy theory, but I believe that it does go back part of that to blackmailing some of these people with evidence that they did really shady or illegal stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Or just
things that they're embarrassed about. It could be with Lindsay. Maybe it wasn't illegal, but I don't think it was flattering.
And this is the other reason why this, you know, presidential immunity argument fails, because I don't think the founders could have envisioned a Republican Party that's just completely complicit. They would never have impeached and removed him. Their argument is, oh, he'd have to be impeached and removed. Well, we just saw twice. They refused to hold Trump accountable for anything. They want a dictator. Trump just said, oh, I think a lot of people like it, the dictator idea. I'm like, where are we even as a country?
I'm praying, first of all, like I know with the whole presidential immunity case, they're going to push it and they're going to push it. And then it's going to be delayed, delayed, delayed. There's a very good chance that, and just hear me out, the election interference case with Stormy Daniels is going to have a verdict before then. And it's going to set precedent that he's not immune. He right. just got convicted. Like, yeah. I understand we're worried about this case. We have to get out and vote. But this case in New York is going to end before the Supreme Court That's possibly right. even makes a decision or kicks it back to the lower court. Yeah. We are going to see justice somehow, I'm praying.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to see.
Yeah.